for me, the big winners for this younger generation. So they're looking at this new deal now. They're thinking, wow, I can make a go of this. When I was their age, when I was up and coming, 12, 14, didn't know who the Matildas were. Now we're renowned. Now there's going to be an established professional career path for them. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's just going to attract more females to the game.
Well, there you go. Elise Kellon-Knight speaking today at a landmark event for Australian football, a collective bargaining agreement which is going to benefit the Matildas in a huge, huge way. To tell us all about it and what it all means, and of course to preview some big games coming up against Chile as the Olympic qualifier preparation continues, we've got a former Matilda who represented Australia 70 times, scored 31 goals, played at the Olympics, Asian and World Cups as well, not to mention a Sydney FC Championship winner. Sarah Walsh here on Sports Day. Sarah, welcome. What a massive day for the game in this country, but in particular women's football.
Yeah, thank you, Benny. It's been a massive day, really, and I think the public response for us has been probably the most pleasing thing. Wouldn't have expected anything else, but there's been a lot of work behind the scenes to get to this point, but we're pretty happy with the outcome.
Absolutely, and it's more than just dollars. I think that's something that we don't want to get lost in the wash-up to this because, of course, yeah, the financial side of things is important, but this collective bargaining agreement, it's all-encompassing, isn't it, Sarah, in regards to the way players will travel, the sports science, the support services around the girls as well, which will be brought up to speed with basically the same type of level as what the Socceroos enjoy.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's a new payment structure through a revenue sharing, I guess, scheme. So that's basically split down the middle, 19% of the national team player-generated revenue. And so that's the split straight down the middle. The way in which the contracts are paid are a little bit different. The Matildas have retainers because, obviously, you know, the club system and the payment system in club land, this is more often than not their primary source of income. So the Socceroos have match payments. But like you said, it's all the performance standards. It's the opportunities that are provided to the Socceroos and have done for a while are now afforded to the Matildas. And, you know, Elise Kellon-Knight at the press conference said something today that really stuck with me, and she just said it's about respect. And we often forget about that. It's actually quite simple when you scale it back. So it's true equality within the national team framework.
And the other thing that caught my ear from Elise's comments was that, yeah, while it's great for the current crop and they'll enjoy the benefits of that, it's more about the next generation and the goals that young girls can now set themselves, a pathway, a career, something they know they can pursue and be well remunerated for. I just wanted to ask you your thoughts, Sarah, as one of the previous generations of Matilda stars. Do you take a bit of a sense of pride, you know, a bit of a pioneer that you helped push this and have obviously played your role, much like the current crop, to lift the Matilda standards to such a professional level that this had to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, each and every generation had their own challenges, and I feel like I was part of the privileged few who had, I was there actually on the players executive for the PFA negotiating our first ever contract. So, you know, when you talk to women that are 10 years older than me, their stories are just in stark contrast to mine. So, you know, every generation had it better than the previous one. And I think that's the beauty about this. This current crop of Matildas are thinking about the next generation. And that's being carved out through, I talked about 19% is actually going to the current players' salary allocation. Yep. However, an extra 5% on top of that, so 24 all up, goes to youth national teams split down the middle. So, you know, you've got a group of players that are thinking about the next generation and, they've basically put their money where their mouth is and carve that out for future generations through the revenue scheme as well.
Former Matilda star Sarah Walsh joining us here on Sports Day. And unlike other FAs that have done similar deals around the globe, Sarah, the one point of difference that's worth noting, and I think for maybe some of the naysayers out there that haven't quite read the fine print of this CBA, the Socceroos haven't been forced to take a pay cut in any of this. And by all reports, it's been the men themselves that have been some of the biggest advocates for making sure this CBA gets signed off on.
They have. And look, I think you really can't... it's not a like-for-like comparison. The framework's a little bit different. One of the distinct differences is around the... given that it's derived from national team player-generated revenue, because if obviously if football booms and we see growth in the game, the players will always get a percentage of that, and I think rightly so. So it's in everybody's best interest to work together to grow the game. And, you know, these are our flagship products. People that, you know, they're actually employees of ours that we want to work together with and actually grow the game. Yeah. And, you know, look at the Matildas profile at the moment. We have a game on Saturday. Mm. We're expecting around 20,000, which will break our own record. So it's exciting times ahead.
Absolutely. And you stole my thunder there too, Sarah, because I was going to touch on Bankwest Stadium, because I did want to talk a little bit of football with you before we let you go. A beautiful new stadium. It's going to be the perfect venue for this game. And yeah, you're right. I think 16,800-odd is the previous domestic record for a Matildas home game, and they are expecting to smash that. These are really important contests, not only Saturday at Bankwest, but also next week down in Adelaide at Cooper Stadium as preparations continue towards those Olympic qualifiers next Feb.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those unique opportunities. The coach gets to spend time. They've been together for the week. They'll obviously play that match on Saturday, then head to Adelaide for Tuesday night, which has been a very long time since we've been in Adelaide. And I actually played in the previous games in 2006, so that's way too long between games. But really good opposition. Chile did quite well. They had a very, very tough group at the World Cup, and I thought, you know, punched well above their weight. But last time we had Chile here, they beat us in one of the games, which was a really shock result for us. So I think that... although it's a great opportunity to test the team and have them play in a particular way, building towards February, you know, it's equally as important to win in front of your home crowd, because we're trying to drive that interest here. So massive opportunity, very, very difficult circumstances to qualify for the Olympics. There's only two spots. So that makes it awfully difficult, and that's probably the reason why we missed two Olympics throughout the period of time. But this team is much better than any team we've had in the past. I think their time's now.
It's pretty brutal, that World Cup qualifying phase. I think three games in 6 days, China, Taiwan and Thailand. So having the depth, and even though we are missing a couple of our regulars for these games against Chile, what it does for, I guess, Ante Milicic is gives him an opportunity to look at the depth of the playing squad. And come February, you know, you're not going to have the same 11 play all three games in that short space of time. So it's a chance for some of those fringe players perhaps to put their hand up.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And he does have to start thinking about that depth whilst keeping an eye on results. But, you know, it's everything to play for with these players. There's a W League right in the middle of all of that, and everybody will have the opportunity to make that step up, and he'll have some tough decisions to make.
Yeah, well, that W League launch is happening tomorrow, with nine clubs getting set to battle it out. Another exciting Westfield W League season is ahead. Sarah, I know you're a very busy person today, because it has been a massive and a landmark day for Australian football. We greatly appreciate your time here on Sports Day. Massive news for the Matildas, massive news for the game right across the country, and thanks for your insight on it. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.